A couple of film reels and a square drift forward to stand against blue light and form a logo. Words appear below: New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. Blazing fire erupts through the gaps on an emblem of a dragon. New Line Cinema presents a Threshold Entertainment production. A powerful inferno shoots out as the view drifts back to reveal the emblem set against the backdrop of a wall of fire. Black letters made up of steel float forward swiftly and form a word. Title: Mortal Kombat. The title disappears in the raging flames. Daytime at a temple, a young man wearing a martial arts outfit and a long-haired man in a long leather jacket stand atop an elevated platform. The long-haired man shoots a sinister look at him. The long-haired man dodges a kick and blocks another. The young man swings his arm at him, the long-haired man catches it and twists it. He grips it and throws a couple of backhands at the young man's face. He lands a powerful kick on the young man's waist and twists the arm harder.
No! Please!
The long-haired man releases him and kicks him down. The young man falls face down. The long-haired man eyes his back. He clenches his teeth and stomps on it. The young man grimaces. The long-haired man grabs him by the hair and lifts him up. He points ahead with a piercing glare.
Your brother's soul is mine. You will be next.
He drops him. The long-haired man's face morphs into a deadly demon and roars. Now, Luke, a toned man vaguely resembling the young man, jolts awake in his bed. His eyes dart around in a state of panic. His hair soaks in sweat as he throws off his blanket and sits on the edge of his bed. A bicycle hangs on a wall nearby while green light streams in through a window and blankets the room. He strides over to a telegram lying on a chest of drawers and picks it up. It reads, "Liu Kang, brother dead. Return home, grandfather." He lowers it and stares off thoughtfully. Text: Hong Kong. An armed team in black storm through a dark hall.
Let's go! 60 seconds to target. Jax, is the perimeter secured?
Lockdown tight.
It better be. I want Kano.
Trust me, Sonya.
I trust one person on this planet, Jax. You're talking to her.
They hurry into a nightclub and push past numerous dancers. Meanwhile, in a nearby room overlooking the dance floor, a well-built man peers at the crowd through a large window and talks on his phone.
Good boy. She's here. Right on time.
He turns and reveals himself to be a cyborg with his right eye modified.
I love punctuality in a woman. Don't you, Mr. Shang Tsung?
The long-haired man sits at a table nearby and looks at him.
Are you sure she's gonna follow me?
You killed her partner, didn't you? She'll follow you into hell. Just make sure she's on that boat.
Sonya Blade must be at the tournament.
He lifts up a grate and opens a hatch on the floor.
Maybe me and Sonya should share a cabin. Have our own little honeymoon cruise.
If you so much as touch her, Kano.
He flips open his pocket knife.
You're going to need a seeing eye to.
The well-built man's normal eye twitches. Next, Sonya, hatted lean woman, pushes past the revelers on the dance floor. She grips onto her modified gray shotgun. She spots a goon rushing out of a nearby doorway. They aim at each other. She launches a mini rocket that sends him crashing through a room window. She approaches him and scans the room. She grabs the goon by his shirt and lifts him up.
Where's Kano? Where is he?
Now, a large warehouse door opens and a short-haired man in a suit steps in. He wears shades and approaches a group of bodyguards standing before a car. Text, Los Angeles. The men raise their respective baton tasers. The short-haired man removes his shades.
Let's dance.
A guard extends his baton into a pair of nunchucks as the group circles the short-haired man. The short-haired man blocks off an attack. He grabs another guard's baton taser and zaps the first attacker. He kicks the second assailant's face and throws him down. He then rains blows on a man's face and flips him onto the floor. A guard ambushes him from behind. The short-haired man quickly grips his arm and flings him down. The short-haired man then dodges a swing and punches the assailant in the face. He kicks the guard who remains standing.
This is where you fall down.
The guard then throws himself on the floor.
Where do you get these guys? And the press says, I don't know how to do this stuff.
Cut!
All right, people, reset. We're back in 15 minutes.
I'm not doing it again.
No, what do you mean you're not doing it again?
I mean, I'm not doing
it again.
Johnny,
it's the last shot of the picture. Where are you going?
I'm going to my trailer.
No, you can't leave
me. I'm
going
to get a gun. Then I'm going to shoot myself for being in your movie.
Kill me. People, kill me. I'll be back directing traffic. Johnny, don't leave me hanging up here.
You're killing me, Johnny. I love you. I need you. Don't leave
Johnny, excuse me, Johnny. There's someone over there who wants to speak to you.
Who is it?
I don't really know.
You let somebody on the set, you don't know who it is?
No, of course not.
It had better not be a reporter.
Oh, God, no. You want me to find out?
A man sits in a seat labeled Johnny Cage as Johnny approaches him.
Great. Hey, mister, you're in my chair.
The man reads a magazine and lowers it to reveal himself to be a gray-haired man in shades.
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny's face softens and they shake hands.
Mr. Boyd,
I see the press is still giving you a hard time.
Yeah, they think I'm a fake.
Johnny, you're one of the best martial artists in the world, and I can help you prove it.
Prove it? How?
A tournament. The tournament. It's held once a generation. The best fighters in the world are invited. You win the tournament, you win their respect. They'll tell the entire world that you're the real goods.
So, how do I,
There's a boat. It leaves Pier 40, Hong Kong.
Johnny checks the scroll in his hands filled with Chinese characters and the Mortal Kombat emblem stamped below them. Later, Boyd walks away to his car outside the movie set. He transforms into Shang. Daytime, a river snakes past an ancient temple deep in a forest. Text, the Temple of Light China. Meanwhile, Lu sits in a sampan boat and it sails towards the riverbank. He jumps out and trots up a short flight of steps leading to the temple. A line of Shaolin monks stand at the entrance and welcome him. He approaches them, the head monk steps forward. He smiles at Lu. They hug. Now, he and the head monk stand on the elevated platform where Shang defeated Chan.
Is this the place?
Yes. This is where we found his body.
What happened?
After you left for America, he followed in your footsteps, preparing for the tournament.
Grandfather, it wasn't enough you filled my head with that nonsense.
To save the world is not nonsense.
Men fighting in a simple contest. Don't decide these things, Grandfather. How can you, a wise man, believe this?
We all believe in it, including your brother.
Next, numerous monks gather in the courtyard of the temple. Elder monks sit atop an elevated platform as the head monk and Lu stand in front before the crowd. The crowd shout among themselves and points ahead.
Liu Kang has been given the dream. He is the chosen one.
No. He left our temple. Turn his back on us. Why have you come back?
I want to represent the Order of Light at the tournament.
For what reason?
The man who killed my brother will be there.
That cannot be your only reason for going, or you will.
will fail.
Oh, yes. I forgot. We're fighting for the fate of the world.
That's why you left the temple and ran away, isn't it?
A man in a black cloak strides past the crowd with his face covered by a straw hat. The crowd bows down as he heads towards Lu.
The great tournament was too much responsibility. But vengeance, that's so much simpler.
Lord Raiden.
He drops to his knees and bows. The elder monks follow suit.
You're still running away from your destiny.
Everyone watches them.
Raiden?
He tends to his grandfather.
Grandfather, get up! This isn't your god of thunder and lightning. He's just a beggar.
Spare him, my Lord Raiden. American life has enfeebled his mind. Too much television.
So you're going to win the tournament?
Yes, I am.
Show me how.
Lu steps forward and his grandfather stops him.
Oh, don't tell me you're afraid of a simple beggar.
Lu lunges at him and Raiden throws him down. Raiden stares at him and electric pulses runs through his eyes. Lu stands up.
If you are Raiden, why did you let Chan die? Why didn't you protect him?
Why didn't you?
I've had enough of this.
He turns to his grandfather.
I'm going to find my brother's killer at the tournament. With or without your consent.
The elder monks glance at each other as Lu storms off. The monks watch him leave. His grandfather looks at Raiden.
He isn't ready, my lord. And we've lost so much time.
I know. But there's no one else.
Next outside, Lu marches across a lawn away from the temple. Nighttime, a limousine drops Johnny off at a harbor. Text, Chai Wenbei, Hong Kong. Next, Johnny takes out his luggage from the trunk and closes it. He watches the vehicle drive away. He spots a tall man reading a Chinese magazine. The cover page reads Johnny Cage Fake with his picture beside it.
Give me a break.
He takes it and checks it out.
Hey. Look. Don't let him get to you.
Yeah, sure. You're Arlene, aren't you? Man, I saw you fight in London. You were great.
Thanks. I saw a couple of your films. Listen, you can't fake those moves.
Yeah, well, tell that to the press.
Nearby, Lu passes by a man as he welds a steel. He walks past Johnny.
Hey, pal. When the ship comes in, could you put these on board?
You want me to carry your luggage?
Yeah. I pay money, you carry the bags. Or is that too complicated?
No. I got it.
Good.
Lu grabs the cash and takes a suitcase. He walks over to the edge of the pier and dumps it into the water. He smiles at Johnny and strides away. Johnny stares after him and looks at his suitcase sinking into the water.
Thank God I didn't ask him to park the car.
Meanwhile, Jax accompanies Sonya as she peers at the pier through high-tech binoculars.
Nothing says that creep at the club wasn't lying his ass off. Kano could be 1,000 miles from here by now.
They eye a large sail ship docking at the pier.
What is that?
A cloud of mist surrounds the haunting ship as it bears a dragon figurehead. Johnny gazes at it and turns to Arlene.
You gotta be kidding me.
A dingy bridge extends towards the dock as Johnny and other participants gather. Sonya and Jax watch as they climb aboard the vessel.
That's it.
Hold on.
I see, baby. Come to Papa.
She spots Kano at a nearby shed's doorway and runs off. He strides towards the ship. He climbs up the bridge and enters the ship.
Sonya, don't get on that thing. Hey, Sonya!
She runs down the pier as the ship sails away. The vessel disappears into the mist. Meanwhile, aboard the ship, Lu looks around the dimly lit and dingy deck. J Johnny spots him and steps up to him with his remaining luggage in hands.
Hey, you.
Sonya rams into him.
All right, tough guy, you want to get...
She aims her gun.
Ralph?
No, do you?
Hi. Johnny Cage, you are?
Where's Kano?
He gently pushes away the gun.
I don't know who you're talking about. But I'm sure I can help you find him.
Out of my way.
She shoves him away and strides off.
Just another starstruck fan, huh?
He smiles cheekily and pats his upper arm before leaving. Johnny stares on bewildered. Meanwhile, below deck, Sonya climbs down a ladder and steps before a door. She kicks it open and enters a basement-like space. She scans around with her gun raised. She takes aim and Shang emerges out of the shadow.
It's an honor to finally meet you, Sonya. Shang Tsung. Your service.
He bows his head.
I'm looking for a murderer. He boarded this ship.
I'm impressed. But it is my boat, and if you'd like a tour, I'd love to give it to you myself.
Hey, be nice to the lady. She's just doing her job.
When I want backup, I'll radio for it.
Johnny and Lou arrive.
That radio handy?
Two masked ninjas in blue and yellow outfits enter through a door.
Scorpion and Sub-Zero. Deadliest of enemies. But slaves under my power.
The two take a fighting stance before them.
Move aside.
The blue ninja, Sub-Zero, touches the gun barrel, freezes. He breaks it off. The yellow ninja Scorpion holds out his palm and a small head of a pterodactyl head pierces its way out. A beam of orange energy shoots in and zaps the two adversaries against the walls. It streaks across the room and materializes, revealing itself to be Raiden.
Enough! Lord Raiden, how good of you to grace us with your presence.
He greets Raiden with a Shaolin bow.
Your sideshow freaks attack my fighters. That is expressly forbidden before the tournament. As your emperor well knows.
My sincere apologies. Won't happen again, I promise you.
I shall see to that.
Of course. Until we reach the island where you have no dominion.
My dominions are well known to me, sorcerer. Thank you.
What tournament?
Shang eyes her.
You've been chosen, Sonya. Much to my delight.
He smiles at her. He closes the door as he leaves. Lou turns to Raiden.
You really are Raiden.
Come with me.
He turns into the orange energy and flies away. Next, the trio arrive at the deck.
Got a guy with things coming out of his hand. We got another guy who freezes stuff. And then there's a man who, as far as I can tell, is made out of electricity. I mean, how did he disappear like that? What is going on here? Who is this guy?
Let's just think this through. There is a rational explanation for this.
He's Raiden. God of lightning and protector of the realm of Earth.
Oh, great.
Oh, there's your rational explanation.
Listen.
The gray-haired god in a white robe sits nearby.
What you're about to face is vastly more important than your ego, your enemy, or your quest for revenge. You have embarked on a sacred mission. You have been chosen to defend the realm of Earth in a tournament called Mortal Kombat.
Defended from who?
He climbs off a ledge.
Your world is but one of many realms. One of them is a forsaken land called Outworld, ruled by an immortal who has crowned himself emperor. Now he seeks a new world to conquer and enslave.
Now, wait a second. If this guy is so powerful, then why doesn't he just invade us?
To enter the realm of Earth, the Emperor's demon sorcerer, Shang Tsung, and his warriors have to win 10 straight victories in Mortal Kombat. They have won 9. This will be the 10th tournament.
A handful of people on a leaky boat are gonna save the world.
Exactly. The essence of Mortal Kombat is not about death. But life.
Mortal men and women defending your own world.
Why are you telling us all this? What about the others?
They are all great fighters. But I have looked into their souls. And yours. One of you three will decide the outcome of the tournament. The fate of billions will depend upon you.
He pauses and his face falls.
Sorry.
What about Shang Tsung?
Raiden's face hardens and he looks at Liu.
Oh, still concerned only with vengeance? If you challenge Shang Tsung now, you will lose your life and your soul.
He is gonna pay for my brother's death.
You're not ready.
He stares ahead at the sky.
Look. It has begun.
They follow his gaze and spot a spectrum of light converging in the sky. A spirit in the shape of a large skull zooms towards them. Different colors of lights bathe the deck. Meanwhile, Shang stands with his arms outstretched as a gush of wind swirls around him.
It has begun!
He looks up as energies converge in the sky. They take the shape of a couple of dragons and fly away. Red lights recedes back into the sky as the ship approaches an island. Sunlight seeps through the clouds and shines down. Next, aides take the participants to the island in small boats. They row the small vessels as the fighters watch on. Meanwhile, Johnny watches Sonya try her radio.
Black Hawk to Cardinal. Black Hawk calling Cardinal. Is anybody monitoring? Jax, this is Sonya. Do you copy?
While you're at it, why don't you call my agent?
Do I look like your secretary?
They approach the shore and dock up. The fighters jump out and wade their way towards the beach. Next, they walk down a pathway flanked by red flags bearing Chinese characters. Meanwhile, Johnny stands on the edge of his boat with his hands filled with his luggage. He drops face down into the water. Nearby, Sonya flings the radio away and Liu steps up to her.
What are you doing?
That electrical disturbance last night must have blown out the transistors.
Your radio equipment's fine. Look at your compass.
She opens her watch and the needle in her compass spins around. She looks at him and he points at the compass. Johnny arrives all drenched up.
Where the hell are we?
Do I look like your travel agent?
Fine.
She strides off.
Okay. I give up. What's going on? I don't know. But what if all the legends were true?
He walks away as Johnny nods. Johnny then shakes his head.
What legends?
He then strides after Liu. Liu stops midway and stares at a mountain standing amidst a lush forest, towering over the clouds. Later, the trio climb up a long ancient staircase. Statues of warriors in armors flank the steps. Johnny stumbles, lets go of his suitcases and it tumbles down. Clouds surround the steps as they lead them to a structure at the summit. Now, the trio enter an ancient cave-like temple.
No more steps.
Flaming torches deck the walls of the cave.
Great! Can't wait to see what the bathrooms look like.
They stride past statues of beasts with weapons. Sonya shakes her head and follows the two. Monks in red hooded robes stand beside the statues. The menacing statues bear sinister expressions. Meanwhile, Liu stops by a statue of a lizard beast. He spots a brunette sitting under a large red parasol nearby. She wears a fancy dress and shoots him a piercing stare.
You know, when a woman looks at you like that, it usually means something.
They move on. Shang arrives and stares after them. He turns to the brunette.
Princess Kitana. She's our most dangerous adversary. Watch her carefully, reptile. Keep her away from these humans.
The lizard beast comes to life. The reptile camouflages himself and runs away. She meets Shang's gaze and regards him. Now, a pair of ancient double door slides open. Two hooded monks take in a large piece of cooked starfish lying on a long wooden platter. The participants dine at two long dining tables as other monks wait on them. Statues of small demonic dragons flank the entrance as candles deck the hall. The two monks carry the starfish down a flight of steps leading to the participants. In a nearby chamber, Shang sits behind a shabu dai and watches the participants through a doorway. Art Lin joins the trio at a table. Lu spots Princess Kitana behind a line of candles. She turns away and he follows her gaze. He spots Raiden standing outside as the entrance door slides close. Scorpion and Sub-Zero walk in with a group of bare-chested warriors in single file. They stand on the landing above the steps on either side of the hall. They take a martial arts pose. Shang steps onto a plinth and faces the participants.
Welcome. You're here to compete in mortal combat. Tomorrow morning, the great combat begins. Some of you will even have the distinct honor and pleasure to face Prince Goro, our reigning champion. You are all witnesses to one of the greatest turning points in the history of your planet. Treasure these moments as if they were your last. And now for a taste of things to come.
He nods at the warriors on both the sides. The bare-chested warriors descend the steps and ransack the area. They toss and kick the participants' belongings. They flip over the tables and throw it away. They clear the place and stand in two lines facing each other. Sub-Zero steps into the aisle in between the warriors. He takes a dragon kung fu pose. A toned bare-chested warrior joins him and face him off. The warrior spreads his arms, stretching his torso and reveals the definitions of his abs. Sub-Zero reciprocates with a dragon martial arts pose. The warrior air punches and throws several bullet kicks. He then throws a couple of normal kicks. Sub-Zero watches him calmly as his opponent demonstrates the various techniques in martial arts. A blue wind swirls around on the palm of Sub-Zero. The warrior charges at him and Sub-Zero shoots a ball of wind at him. He freezes his opponent and the ice sculpture of the warrior crashes into the plinth. The warrior's head sits decapitated before Shang.
Flawless victory.
He smiles cruelly and walks away. Nearby, Johnny and Art Lin watch on.
Come to a little tournament, he said. Be good for the career, he said. Yeah, right.
Lu.
He catches up to Lu.
Hey, where are you going?
After Shang Tsung.
You can't go after him. Don't you remember what Raiden said?
Yeah, well, he didn't say anything to me. Shang Tsung knows where Kano's hiding.
She walks into the chamber.
You know, you gotta admire her. When she sets her mind on something...
It's not her mind you're admiring.
He strides in as well and followed by Johnny.
It's true.
A three-fingered beast stands behind a wall and watches them go. Now, Shang heads down a pathway flanked by statues of warriors with lit fire pits in their hands. The pathway leads him to a short flight of steps. He descends and enters through an ancient doorway. Sonya arrives and watches him. Lu and Johnny step up to her. She turns to them.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't need your help. I can take care of myself.
We can't help it. It's a guy thing.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm following him.
I work alone.
No, Shang Tsung is mine.
Look, why don't we just forget about Shang Tsung?
What do you mean, forget about him? Did you see what happened back there? I want to get to the bottom of this.
Are you out of your mind?
Now, they stand on a stone bridge in a colossal cavern. The view soars back, revealing more bridges above them. The shadow of a four-armed beast with three fingers on each hand appears on a rocky wall before them. It strides away and Johnny looks at them.
Sonya, you go ahead. Find out what that was. Lou and I will wait right here.
What?
Meanwhile, in a chamber filled with numerous lit candles, Kano feasts on a lavishing banquet.
See me? I believe in a fair fight. You know, one-on-one, man-to-man, hand-to-hand. Just like my daddy taught me. But what I saw up there was not very fair.
That's Kano.
Forget about Kano.
Where was he?
The other guy.
Yeah, so then he freezes this guy, right?
He bites into a meat.
And then he explodes. I could see his guts and everything. Almost lost my lunch.
Disgusting.
The four-armed beast sits on a throne nearby.
What I want to know, if this Shang Tsung guy is so great, how come he's got such a crummy-looking boat, Nah. Anyway, guy gives me the creeps. A treasure of these moments.
He spits out his food and the monster rises.
That was his intention.
Kano pauses.
Shang Tsung is a great sorcerer. The wise cultivate his favor. Those who challenge his power become his slaves.
Yeah? Well, I haven't seen any of them around.
You fool. You know nothing. He enslaves souls. He learned the black arts from the Emperor himself.
You're some kind of royalty too.
Right.
I am Goro, General of the Armies of Outworld and Prince of the Subterranean Realm of Shokan.
Subterranean? What's that? Something like underground?
Yes, something like that.
Yeah? Well, I'm kind of an underworld boss myself, you know. Well, I mean, back home.
How lucky for them, back home.
He topples over a chalice of wine.
It's true. Prince Goro. Why else would I have chosen such a disreputable-looking creep? Look at him. No dignity, no manners. Yet in the realm of Earth, men like him can amass great wealth and almost godlike power.
He steps up to Kano.
Yeah, and I'd like to get back to my amassing as soon as possible, if you don't mind. Now, when do I get paid?
After you fought the girl, but remember, she's not to be harmed, only humiliated. I have plans for my beautiful Sonya.
The trio hide behind a rocky wall and Johnny looks at her.
What do we owe the honor of your visit, Shang Tsung?
I've come to warn you that Gong Lao's descendant is competing in the tournament. You must handle him carefully.
I saw this Liu Kang in the hall. He'll pose no problem.
This is no time for foolish pride. Never been so close to absolute victory, which is why I've come to warn you of another danger. Princess Kitana.
The Emperor's adopted daughter? Why should I worry about her?
Princess Kitana is 10,000 years old and the rightful heir to the throne of Outworld. But she must not be allowed to join with the forces from the realm of Earth, especially Liu Kang.
What's so special about you?
The Emperor will not tolerate failure. And neither will I.
I do not fail!
Let's get out of here.
The trio retreat. Shang pivots his head towards their direction.
What? What is it?
We are not alone.
He signals a guard in an ancient robe who runs away. Next, the trio step into a room with walls of grotesque faces.
Wait a second, I don't remember this.
Light streams in through small holes on the walls. The room leads them into a narrow tunnel filled with mist.
Look!
Lou spots Kitana at the end of the tunnel with a torch.
That has to be Princess Kitana. I think she's trying to help us.
I think you're hard up for a date.
Come on, she's trying to lead us out.
Oh, would you forget about her? She's 10,000 years old.
So what?
Lou.
Lou jogs into the tunnel.
Lou!
It leads him into a dark chamber. He stands in a small open space and surveys around. He looks to his left and finds the area empty. He approaches the area and spots something moving. He moves closer, he cranes his neck to take a better look. Reptile reveals himself and sprays a liquid on his face. It roars at him and camouflages before fleeing. He wipes his face frantically as Johnny and Sonya arrive.
Lou, what happened?
There's something here. I think it's following Princess Katana.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Later, they make their way through ancient doorways covered in cobwebs.
Do you know where we're going?
I know exactly where we're going. Katana went this way.
They stop and he turns to Lou.
I can smell a perfume.
I don't smell anything.
They continue on. They arrive back at the throne room and Sonya's face hardens.
I smell something.
She turns to Johnny.
Bullshit.
She walks away and he makes faces at her. They look around the place as Sonya rubs off cobwebs from her outfit. The bare-chested warriors surround them.
We got company.
They charge at the trio. Lou ducks a kick and fights off his attackers. Three warriors leap at Johnny, who dodges them. Nearby, a warrior swings a spear at Sonya. She dodges, undersweeps him and kicks him away. Lou gut punches an assailant and dodges another warrior's attack. He then jumps onto a wall and throws a powerful kick on an enemy's face. Johnny's kick sends a warrior flying away. He grabs another's weapon and backhands him down. Sonya kicks an enemy onto the banquet table. Two warriors charges at Lou, who jumps and kicks them in their faces. Johnny throws an enemy towards Sonya, who takes him down. They stand in their respective martial art poses. Sonya eyes the warrior lying on the table.
Just the way I like him. Dumb and ugly.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake, huh?
Well, it was easy for me.
Oh, get over yourself.
Now, what is it with you guys? We're standing, they're not. What more do you want?
Raiden sits on a staircase nearby and applauds.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So why don't you show me what you plan to do about them?
Another group of warriors stand before a doorway. Three of the enemies slowly step forward. He raises his index finger and they halt.
I don't think so.
An electric spark runs along his finger and dissipates. More pulses appear in his eyes. He rises and the warriors back away. He descends and steps up to the trio.
I think you'll find that this is the way out.
He heads towards the doorway and the warriors give way. Lou and Sonya quickly follow him out. Johnny tosses a staff to a warrior.
You guys are lucky you stopped us.
He exits as the warriors watch on. Now, the trio and Raiden arrive at the pathway with fire pits.
So now you've seen what you'll be facing in the tournament.
You mean Goro?
And Shang Tsung.
Will Shang Tsung fight in the tournament?
If he chooses to. As a former champion, he has the right to do so. And he's far more dangerous than Goro. His power comes from the souls of vanquished warriors. To fight Shang Tsung is to face not one, but a legion of adversaries. Remember that.
He raises his index finger at Lou. Flashes of lightning bathe the place.
Tomorrow, the tournament begins. Be prepared.
Daytime at the foot of the mountain, warriors gather around a large fighting pit. Lou and a brawny man step in with staffs. Shang sits nearby on a platform as a large gong hangs behind him. He rises.
From this moment on, my island will be your battleground.
He points at Lou.
Kang,
you will be first.
Let Mortal Kombat begin.
The two opponents draw closer and face off. The brawny man plants his weapon into the ground. Liu follows suit. They greet each other with their respective martial art bows. They walk in a circle glaring at each other. The brawny man feints a lunge. He smirks at Liu. Liu dodges a couple of kicks and a blow. They grab their weapons and begin their assaults. The brawny man swings his staff. Liu uses his weapon to block the opponent's continuous attacks. He swings it and Liu ducks. Liu backs away and lands a kick on his face. The opponent punctures the staff in his stomach. Liu blocks more attacks. Shang glares as his warriors cheer on. The brawny man takes defense as Liu strikes repeatedly and kicks him in the back. They swing the staffs. Liu uses his as a support and drop kicks his opponent in the face. The brawny man falls down. He quickly gets up and glares on. Liu blocks an axe kick with his staff, causing it to break. He dodges another kick. He steps back as the opponent tries to backhand him. Liu leaps back and drop kicks the opponent's chest. The brawny man drops back defeated. Liu does a kip up and takes a fighting stance. He stares at his fallen opponent and turns to Shang. Shang rises wearing a grim expression. He steps up to the brawny man and Liu eyes them.
Your soul is mine.
He reaches towards the brawny man's torso.
No!
The man's body emits blue energy and Shang sucks in his soul.
Fatality.
The brawny man's body turns gray and pale as Shang walks away. Later, Sonya stands in the pit and throws some air punches. Shang eyes her and rises from his seat.
Sonya Blade. I have something for you, my dear.
I don't want anything from you.
On the contrary, I have something you want very much. You can thank me later.
He points forward and gives a signal. She turns towards a nearby doorway. The view emerges out of it. Kano steps out shirtless. He stops and blows her a kiss. Her face hardens.
Hello, baby. Did you miss me?
She steps over to the center of the pit as he descends a staircase. He trots into the pit. They draw closer and face off. He pulls out a dagger.
Now look at this. This little baby brings back memories now, doesn't it?
What, you used it to knife your mother in the back?
Nah. It put a big smile on your partner, though. Ear.
He points at his neck and gestures, slitting it.
To ear.
He swings it at her and she grabs his hand.
Give it up, baby. I've studied all your moves.
Yeah, study this!
She kicks his abdomen and throws a powerful punch on his face. He stumbles and gets back up. She blocks a blow and punches his waist. She backhands his face and kicks him. He staggers. He backhands her down. She quickly gets up as Liu looks unworriedly. She spins and back kicks his face. He staggers and she throws a few more kicks. He falls. She tries to knee his face but he shoves her down. He gets up. She rolls away as he tries to stomp on her. He kicks her in the stomach.
Does it hurt, baby?
He circles around and spits out saliva. He lunges at her. She does a handstand and locks his head in between her legs. She pulls him down and continues to strangle him with her legs. Shang smiles.
Right, finish it.
No, sir, no, don't. Oh, give me a break.
Okay.
She breaks his neck. Liu watches on. Now, Johnny meanders through a forest of leafless trees. He stops as he spots Scorpion nearby. Johnny faces him. They both take their respective fighting stances. Scorpion holds out his palm and a frontal part of a pterodactyl head.
Get over here!
Scorpion shoots out the bird connected to a steel rope and Johnny dodges. It glides around some trees and faces him. Johnny makes a break for it and it chases after him. He ducks and rolls on the ground as it tries to attack him. He stands against a tree and the creature snaps at him. It fails to bite him as the rope hangs coiled up around a tree.
Come here!
It recedes back to Scorpion. Johnny scans around and finds no sign of the enemy. Scorpion cartwheels from behind a tree and reveals himself. He shoots out the bird and it surges towards Johnny. Johnny ducks, it pierces into the tree and dies. Blood spatter paints the tree. Scorpion disconnects the rope from the creature and it retreats back into his palm. Johnny charges at him. He leaps and fly kicks before Scorpion teleports both of them elsewhere. Next, Johnny falls into a dimly lit chamber through a camouflaged vortex. He gets to his feet on a platform as old masts from sailing ships lie cluttered in the chamber. He scans around the room as cobwebs cover the articles. His eyes wander around the chamber. Scorpion appears behind him and they fight. Scorpion blocks his kicks in a punch before landing a heavy blow on his face. A left hook sends Johnny down. Johnny steps away as the enemy tries to kick him. They exchange blows. Scorpion dodges his attacks and throws some kicks at him. Johnny stumbles back. He then spins around a pole and lands a powerful kick on his enemy's torso. They block each other's blows. Johnny dodges his attacks and lands a right hook. Scorpion manages to block a back kick. He then grabs Johnny's arm, twists it and pins him against a wooden railing. He kicks him repeatedly. Scorpion then grabs him by the head and punches his face. He trips Johnny down and kicks him relentlessly. Johnny dodges a kick. He carries Scorpion on his shoulder and throws him down. Scorpion lunges at him and they exchange blows. Johnny grips his arm and hurls him to the floor. Scorpion kicks him down as well. They get up and resume to fight. They exchange heavy blows. Scorpion goes in for a kick and Johnny grabs the leg. The enemy lands a couple of hooks before backflipping and kicking Johnny down. Johnny spots a scaffolding behind him. He jumps and grabs an overhead horizontal pole. He swings and lands a kick on Scorpion's face. The enemy falls down. Johnny then swings around a few more times and launches up in the air. He grips onto the edge of a platform on top of the scaffolding. He then climbs onto it. Scorpion spots him and jumps onto his feet.
Get down here!
He kicks one of the scaffolding's support and breaks it. Johnny holds onto a pole as the scaffolding comes crashing down through the articles. He lies on the ground and spots an old skeleton hand in his arms. He throws it and rolls away. He nears a skull and sits up in a state of panic. A heap of old skeletons surround him. He looks up. Scorpion somersaults and lands on the ground. The enemy faces Johnny and takes a fighting stance. Scorpion pulls off his mask, revealing his demon skull. His eyes glow red with flames burning inside. Johnny grabs a large shield lying nearby. Scorpion breathes out fire and Johnny blocks it. The shield catches on fire. Johnny lowers it and finds an arrow beside him. He flings it at the demon and it pierces through his upper arm. Blood spurts out. Johnny charges at him and jumps forward, slashing Scorpion's torso with his shield. He then uses the shield to break the demon's skull. Flames engulf Scorpion's body. The demon's head explodes. Johnny then runs and dives away as the rest of the body goes up in flames. An autographed photo of Johnny lies in the rubble and gets caught on fire. Meanwhile, on a beach, Shang sits on chair under a small makeshift canopy with the roof made up of a large red flag. In front of him, red banners stand planted in the ground in the shape of a circle. Lu steps inside the circle. Shang rises and tosses away the food in his hand. He then points ahead. Lu turns and spots Kitana approaching in a sleeveless leather armored fighting suit. He shoots a glare at Shang. She walks into the circle. She stands before Lu with her back to Shang. They do a similar martial arts greeting.
Begin!
She attacks him and he blocks her. She grabs his arm and briefly pins him down.
If you won't fight with all of your heart, there is no hope.
Why do you care if I win or lose?
Shang watches on. He grips her hand and hurls her away. She cartwheels and sticks her landing. She throws a few kicks and he takes defense, blocking them. She grabs his arm and presses him down onto the ground.
To win your next match, use the element which brings life.
What?
Kitana!
She eyes him. Lu uses the distraction to free himself and stand up. He grabs hold of her waist and slams her onto the ground. She tries to elbow him. He blocks the attack and restrains her hands.
Kitana! That's enough!
They turn to him.
You disappoint me. Not very wise.
Nighttime in Shang's fortress, small statues of cheetahs adorn the walls of a chamber. Flames blaze inside their mouths. One of the hooded monks takes two buckets of water using a carrying pole. He sets them down. He takes some water with a makeshift scooper and drinks it. He raises his face to reveal himself to be Raiden. Another hooded monk leads Lu into the chamber. Lu stops by the front stoop and looks around. He then descends the stoop. The monk leads him towards the landing of a short staircase. They stop at the landing. The monk gestures him to stay and leaves. Smoke billows out of the doorway beside him. Sub-Zero climbs down a flight of stairs leading into the chamber. Lu spots him. Sub-Zero steps through the doorway and stands before him. He takes a dragon kung fu pose. Lu takes his fighting stance as well. He throws some kicks and Sub-Zero backs away, blocking them. He grabs Lu's arm and throws him down. Lu grips his hand and takes him down as well. They get up and exchange blows. They land few kicks on each other respectively. Sub-Zero does a backflip and boots his jaw in the process. He jumps back up. Lu dodges a kick and attacks him. Sub-Zero throws him down and Lu lands on his feet. The enemy lands a kick on his stomach and he backs away. Sub-Zero receives a couple of kicks and stumbles back. He pushes a large candle stand at Lu, who evades it. Lu blocks an attack and back kicks him. Sub-Zero somersaults down a red ramp leading to the open space at the center of the chamber. Another powerful back kick from Lu sends Sub-Zero tumbling down. He gets up and glares at Lu. He stands with his legs spread wide. He raises his arms and lowers them slowly near his stomach. A mass quantity of blue particles gathers in between his hands. A blue ball of energy slowly materializes. It grows bigger and surrounds Sub-Zero. The large dome of energy mirrors Lu and his hand gets burnt. He trips on a bucket and falls down. He grimaces and shakes his hand. Kitana steps up to the doorway and eyes him. He meets her gaze.
Use the element which brings life.
He spots the energy dome freezing the spilled bucket of water.
Water.
He quickly grabs the other bucket and swings it wildly. He launches it into the energy dome. The water splashes out and freezes, turning into a large icicle. It stabs Sub-Zero in the torso and pins him onto the pedestal of a gargoyle statue. The icicle freezes Sub-Zero, turning him into ice. Next, the sun sets and paints the sky with a majestic orange hue. Meanwhile, Shang enters the throne room and faces Goro sitting in the throne.
Is it time?
Yes. We've let these humans win enough.
Next, a montage of human opponents falling to the ground defeated. The bare-chested warriors gather around and cheer on. Later at the fortress, Art Lean waits in a fighting ring. Shang sits in his seat on an elevated platform and gives a signal. A circular double door slides open. Goro stands at the doorway and raises his forearms wearing a cloak. The participants and the warriors crowding around the ring turn to him. He then steps into the ring and Art Lean spots him.
What the?
Goro cracks his fingers. Art Lean looks at him despondent and does a martial arts greeting. He then punches Goro's stomach and dodges a strike.
Yeah, that's it!
Come on, Art! In and out!
Goro clenches his fists. He lands a right hook on Art Lean's face. The beast shoots up his hands and basks in the chair. Art throws two kicks and Goro effortlessly blocks them. Goro jabs him in the face and Art stumbles. The beast backhands him and he backs away. The warriors outside the ring push him forward. Art receives a heavy blow to the face and falls down. Art lies on the floor and stares at the beast in horror. Goro raises his arms. Art quickly gets up. He fly kicks Goro in the chest. The monster grabs both of Art's hands and restrains him. He then pounds the human's face with his other two arms. He lets go and Art falls with a bloody nose. Goro lifts his arms and drinks up the applause. Art staggers to his feet and Goro pounds him. Art slowly passes out, still standing on his feet. Goro then lifts him up and eyes Shang. The sorcerer rises.
Finish him!
Goro nods and turns to Art.
Time to die.
Finish him!
He raises his muscular arm. Art comes to and his eyes widen. Art takes a heavy hit and tumbles down. He then lies unconscious. He shoots up his arms in victory. The trio gazes at Art's motionless body. Goro grabs Art and lifts him up in the air. Shang steps forward and smiles cruelly.
Flawless victory. Your soul is mine.
He raises two fingers. Art's spirit leaves his body and Shang sucks him in. Later that night, Raiden and the trio stroll down the pathway with the fire pits.
We can't win now. How could we possibly beat something like that?
Good question. Goro can be killed.
They halt and Raiden faces them.
Shang Tsung's power can be destroyed by mortal men and women. You can overcome any adversary, no matter how bizarre their powers may seem. There is always away. Only one thing can defeat you. Your own fear.
So who says we're afraid?
You must first face your fears if you are to conquer them. You, Johnny, are afraid you're fake. So you'll rush into any fight just to prove you're not.
He slowly circles around them.
You'll fight. Bravely enough. But foolishly, carelessly, and you'll be beaten. You, Sonya, are afraid to admit even you sometimes need help.
He moves closer to her.
If you are afraid to trust, you will lose.
He strides away.
Wait.
Lu trots up to him.
Wait. What about me?
Oh, you. You fear your own destiny. You already fled it once when you went to America. It has brought you guilt for the death of your brother.
I am responsible for Chan's death.
No. Every mortal is responsible for his own destiny. Chan believed this. Why can't you?
Lu's eyes well up.
I tried.
Despair is the most dangerous fear of all. I know this. And so does Shang Tsung. He can peer into your soul and use the fear he sees there against you. You must be prepared.
Flashes from the lightning bead the place as Raiden leaves. Lu stares after the god as Sonya and Johnny walk over to him. Early next morning, Lu meditates on the beach. The sun rises and the calm sea reflects the glorious orange sky. He receives flashes of his brother's fight against Shang. Shang lifts Chan up.
You will be next.
Now, Lu jolts and opens his eyes. Incense sticks stand before him planted into the ground. He frowns and gazes off thoughtfully. Next, Johnny and Sonya stand on a jagged rock by the sea.
Goro's never been beaten. You go up against him, he'll kill you.
Well, if I don't, then he'll finish us off one at a time. If I challenge him now, I can finish this.
You're making this all sound really simple, and it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Because I can't let what happened to Art happen to you. Not to you.
Oh, don't you dare do this to protect me, Johnny Cage.
Trust me. I got a plan.
Oh, I can't believe this. You are the most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
Yeah, well, you forgot good looking.
He strides away. She crosses her arms and stares after him. Later, Johnny meets with Shang in the fortress.
Challenging Goro, eh? You weren't supposed to fight him now. Are you that eager to die?
I'm not the one who's gonna die.
I see. You're very foolish. The true sign of a hero. You want to protect your friends, but make no mistake. They too will die after Goro destroys you.
So what's the problem?
As you wish. As absurd as your request is, I shall grant it. In return, I reserve the right to challenge the winner myself, or another of my choosing, in a place designated by me for the final battle of the tournament.
You got it, pal.
I don't think so.
Shang greets the god with a Shaolin bow. Raiden steps up to them.
Too late, Lord Raiden. The rules are quite clear. It's how do you say?
He turns to Johnny.
A deal's a deal.
He walks away. Raiden turns to Johnny.
What have you done?
I made a choice. This is our tournament, remember? Mortal Kombat. We fight it.
He marches past Raiden. The god looks on and smiles to himself.
Good. At last, one of them is understood.
Now in a makeshift outdoor fighting ring, the warriors gather around and cheer on. Goro arrives. They part and give him way. Lu and Sonya stand on the sidelines. They spot Goro as the beast raises his arms and roars. Raiden appears amidst the spectators and gazes on. The monster steps into the ring. He shoots up his fists and bashes the chair. Johnny steps up to his opponent wearing a pair of shades. They face each other. Johnny takes off his shades and glares on. The beast grabs his arm and snatches the shades away. Goro studies it and crushes it in his hand. He then drops the broken sunglasses. Shang emerges out of the crowd and they turn to him. The sorcerer smiles.
Finish him quickly. Pay me my tribute.
This puny mortal will be no problem. I'll crush him in one blow.
All right. Let's dance.
Goro raises his forearms. Johnny does a split and lands a heavy blow on the beast's groin. Goro's jaw drops and he grimaces. Raiden punches a warrior joyfully. Johnny flees and weaves his way through the crowd.
You imbecile!
Johnny hikes up a stone wall.
Damn! That hurt!
Follow him! Finish him!
Goro pulls himself together and raises his arms. The warriors relentlessly cheer on. Sonya and Lu watch Johnny reach the top. Johnny glances down and then runs through a rocky doorway. Goro climbs up the wall and reaches the doorway. Shang glares on. Meanwhile, Johnny arrives at the edge of a cliff. He stares at the clouds floating below him and surrounding the mountain. He looks over his shoulder and eyes the doorway. The beast tramps through a short, narrow tunnel. Johnny climbs onto a short slope beside the edge and hides behind a rocky wall. Goro arrives and Johnny steps forward.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Goro turns and his jaw drops. Johnny sidekicks him in the face. He spins and back kicks him to the ground. Another powerful kick throws Goro over the edge. Johnny peers down and spots the monster hanging onto the ledge. Lightning fills the clouds floating below.
This is where you fall down.
Goro's three-fingered hand slips off and he plummets down.
No!
Back at the fighting ring, Shang grabs Sonya by the hair and takes her away.
Let me go!
They ascend a staircase.
Stop!
Lu and Raiden arrive.
I hereby exercise my right to challenge. I challenge...
You're a coward, sorcerer. Stand and fight.
We had a deal, remember? Mortal Kombat continues. I'm simply changing the place. As we agreed.
A circular door opens.
No! Sonya!
No!
A purple energy absorbs the two and takes through a tunnel.
Where's he taking her?
To the Empress Castle. In the wastelands of Outworld, where I cannot follow.
We can.
Raiden. Can Sonya beat Shang Tsung?
No.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
There is one last rule. He neglected to mention it.
She has to accept the challenge, or there can be no final combat.
I have nothing further to teach you, Liu Kang. You possess the knowledge. All that is lacking now is the will.
You sure you don't want to go with us?
In Outworld, if you look hard enough, you will find another guide.
The camouflaged reptile spies on them and runs away. Liu nods at Johnny and they head towards the tunnel.
Good luck!
They turn to him and smile before entering the tunnel. The purple-blue energy appears before them and the tunnel door closes. Raiden lowers his gaze.
They'll need it.
This is not good. But I'm fine. I can deal with this.
They stand in Outworld, a dark dimension filled with rubble and demonic statues.
So, this is Outworld, huh? Well, I can see why they want to change the scenery.
We should head for that tower. Shang Tsung would have taken Sonya there.
Now, a large balcony in the shape of a grotesque face hangs on a tower in the distance. A blue ball of energy and a moon hovers in the sky. Meanwhile, Johnny and Liu stride by a statue of a crucified demon. An opening in its ribcage reveals the corpse trapped in a network of vines with a horrified expression.
I do. I'm telling you, I hate it. I'm in a hostile environment. I am completely unprepared. I'm surrounded by people who probably want to kick my ass. It's like being back in high school. What's that?
Behind them, a figure runs past.
Wait. What? There's something else.
Oh, great.
Liu slowly walks towards a structure nearby.
What are you doing?
Liu faces him and stands before a wall.
What are you doing?
He grabs the camouflaged reptile and hurls it into the chest opening of a crucified demon statue lying on the ground. Vines tie themselves around the monster's body and bounce it inside the chest opening. It struggles and the vines bind its mouth. The demon's eyes glow red. It comes to life and morphs into a dark green ninja. He gets up, he does an air flip and kicks Liu. Liu flies away and crashes through the wall. He falls into an abandoned chamber. The green ninja steps up to the opening on the wall and peers in. The ninja jumps in, he fly kicks Liu and sends him spinning through the air. Liu scrambles to his feet and faces the enemy. He throws a back kick and the enemy ducks. The ninja puts him in a headlock and hits his back. He then hurls Liu away. Liu gets up, the ninja throws heavy attacks and Liu struggles to block them. He grabs Liu and knees him twice. The enemy kicks him and sends him flying away. The ninja jumps and tries to drop kick him, Liu rolls away and boots him in the head. The ninja gets up and charges at him, Liu steps away and fights him off. The ninja grabs his hand, kicks his stomach and throws him away. Liu trips him and does a sweep kick but the ninja dodges it. They get up and face off, they exchange kicks. The ninja blocks Liu's bullet punches. He back kicks Liu onto a rotating mechanism. Liu holds onto it, spins around and lands up and puts him in a triangle chokehold. Liu hangs onto him upside down and then throws him away. He gets up, Liu then dodges a kick and throws a backhand. The enemy blocks it, grabs hold of him and hurls him away. Liu stands up, the ninja lunges and fly kicks him. Liu crashes into an old dusty shelf. The ninja charges at him from an elevated platform and jumps. Liu catches him and shoves him onto a concrete. The ninja tumbles down and quickly gets to his feet. Liu marches to him and back kicks him. Liu then effortlessly evades his attacks and goes on the offense. Liu then jumps and knees the ninja in the face, sending the enemy flying over a table. He jumps over the table and rains kicks on the ninja. He lands a powerful punch in the face and the ninja stands dazed. He leaps up and bullet kicks the enemy in the chest. The ninja slowly transforms into the demon statue. Blue sends him flying through the opening on the wall. The ninja changes back into the demon statue and crashes onto the floor. The head lies decapitated as worms pour out of its chest. Lou jumps out of the chamber and eyes the statue. He spots Reptile rising out.
Oh no, you don't.
He stomps it. More worms fall out of it and Lou cringes in disgust.
Well done.
He spots Kitana standing nearby.
You're finally learning, Liu Kang.
Kitana.
Come with me.
Next, he and Johnny accompany her down a path.
What happened here?
The same thing that will happen to your world. Unless you prevent it. My father was the rightful ruler of Outworld. Then his best warriors lost 10 mortal combats. And the Emperor entered the realm, killed my parents, and adopted me to lay claim to the throne. It was beautiful once, before Shang Tsung engineered its destruction.
How can I possibly stop this from happening in my world?
If I did not believe in you, Liu Kang, I would not have helped you. In the Black Tower, you will face 3 challenges. You must face your enemy, you must face yourself, and you must face your worst fear.
Now, the Black Tower stands surrounded by ravaged buildings. The view swirls around it swiftly. It soars into a large chamber through a window. Sony stands chained to 2 columns beside a staircase. Fire pits lie atop the pillars. An ancient door paneled with skeletons opens. 2 hooded monks hold flaming torches and lead a group of their brethren into the chamber. The last 2 monks walk with torches in their hands as well. The group descends the staircase. Sonya watches them. They make their way downstairs and surround a fighting ring in front of her. The dragon emblem of Mortal Kombat lies carved on the surface of the ring. Shang steps past his followers and enters the ring.
I will not fight you, Shang Tsung. I am not playing your game.
Sonya, my sweet Sonya, there is no one else. If you don't fight, the realm of Earth will forfeit the tournament.
And its portals will open to our great emperor.
You're lying. My friends will come for me.
He grins.
Hoping against hope. Such an endearing human trait, I'm touched. Really. One last chance, Sonya. Fight me in Mortal Kombat.
Go to hell.
Take her away. The Emperor will be overjoyed.
He walks away with a smile.
My friends will come.
A monk beside her removes his hood, revealing himself to be Johnny.
They're already here.
2 other monks unveil themselves to be Lu and Kitana.
Seize them!
Stay where you are!
She glares at Shang.
Would you dare interfere with the tournament? And betray our emperor? In his great wisdom, he knows that Mortal Kombat cannot be won by treachery.
How dare you speak to me of treachery?
Your ignorance will lose, for all time, the keys to the realm of Earth.
Very well.
He turns to Johnny, who frees Sonya.
Johnny Cage! I challenge you.
No! You'll fight me.
Q Kitana walks away as Liu takes off his robe and steps into the ring bare-chested.
I am Liu Kang, descendant of Kung Lao. I challenge you to mortal combat. Do you accept or yield?
I accept.
Leave us!
The monks follow his instruction.
I will take care of this impudent mortal myself.
Shang removes his robe and throws it away. Johnny, Sonya, and Kitana stand on the sideline. He glances at Sonya's sleeveless leather fighting suit.
Nice dress.
Liu and Shang face off. They greet each other with martial arts pose. They fight. They exchange blows. Shang tries to elbow him twice and Liu blocks them. He throws a kick and Shang ducks. Shang hooks his arm around Liu's and throws him down. Liu sticks the landing on his rear and quickly gets up. Shang cocks his hand for an attack and Liu swiftly lands a right hook on his face. The sorcerer slumps onto the floor, Liu rises and glares on. Shang gets up. He touches his bleeding lips and sees the blood. Fuming, Shang stares at Liu.
You fool!
Johnny eyes the ceiling. Shang spreads his arms.
What's that sound?
The source of all Shang Tsung's power. The souls of 1,000 dead warriors.
A winged dark spirit rises out of Shang with a demonic face. The spirit divides and zooms into 6 manholes lying around the ring. Smoke billows out of them as Liu watches worriedly. Shang raises his outstretched arms. 6 warriors punch their way out of the holes. A bald man with blades mounted on his hands pops out. A muscular man crashes out, followed by a tall, well-built man. A man in a samurai armor stands before a hole and swings a katana. The muscular man spins an axe in his hand. Liu looks around at them and takes a fighting stance. The tall man charges at Liu and he fly kicks him. He throws a couple of kicks on 2 other enemies. He grabs the samurai's hand and blocks the bald man's attack with the katana. He kicks and elbows them. He jumps and lands 2 kicks on the short-haired man and the tall man. The bald man lunges at him and swings his blades. Liu ducks and boots his torso. Liu then dodges the samurai's attacks. He steps onto a stair and jumps backwards over the samurai. He spins and back kicks the warrior's face, knocking him out. He notices all the warriors fallen.
Is that all you've got, sorcerer?
Shang stands on the landing above.
I can see into your soul. You will die.
Kitana eyes them.
Face yourself.
You can look into my soul, but you don't own it.
He runs up the staircase. He arrives at the landing and spots Shang standing with his back to him.
Face your worst fear.
I'm not afraid of my destiny. Face me!
Shang transforms into Chen and wheels around.
Liu.
He steps closer.
Chen?
Shang nods with a faint smile.
It can't be you. Raiden sent me to help you.
You're not really Chen.
Remember when our parents died?
Liu's face turns gray.
And you promised that you would always take care of me?
Lou blinks rapidly and nods.
I remember.
Now it's my turn to take care of you, brother.
Metal spikes protrude out of the surface of the fighting ring below.
Lou, come with me.
Lou stares off, bewildered.
Forgive you for letting me die.
Lou's eyes widen.
No. It wasn't my fault.
Shang holds his shoulder.
Brother. No!
He swats his hand away.
Chen chose his own path. Every man is responsible for his own destiny.
Shang Tsung killed my brother!
Shang transforms back into himself.
Oh, my!
He grabs Lu's arm and throws him onto the floor. In slow motion, Lu lunges at him and Shang blocks his attacks. He hits him with both hands and Lu stumbles back. Shang then kicks him in the stomach and he falls face down. The sorcerer grabs him and shoves him forward. He then elbows Lu. Shang then grabs him by the hair and lifts his face up.
The chosen one.
He slams Lu's face on the floor. Shang steps away. Lu rises and the sorcerer turns to him.
I am the chosen one.
Shang swings his arms at him. Lu dodges and grabs them both, restraining him.
You're your slave, sorcerer.
Two spirits flies out of Shang.
You have lost your power over them. They have risen up against you.
Freedom!
They are mine. Forever!
Lu releases him and jabs his face. Shang lunges at him and Lu effortlessly evades his attacks. He lands a few punches and Shang stumbles back. He holds onto a parapet for balance and fumes at Lu.
All those souls and you still don't have one of your own. I pity you, sorcerer. Save your pity for the weak.
Surrender, it's over.
Shang charges at him and Lu gut punches him. Lu then steps back and takes a fighting stance. Lu poses in a kung fu crane stance. He runs towards Lu. Lu kicks him in the torso and rain blows on him. They slowly move towards the edge of the landing. Shang stands on the edge. Lu lands a heavy blow on Shang, emitting orange energy. The sorcerer falls over the edge. He drops onto the bed of spikes and lies impaled. Lu glares at him.
Flawless victory.
Shang turns limp and his head slumps down. His body morphs into a bony gray corpse. A beam of light explodes from the body and enlarges. Countless souls swirl out of his body. The beam shoots out of the tower. Lu shields his face with his hand and watches the spirited souls fly away. He lowers his hands as he spots his brother's spirit in the beam. Chan exits the beam, materializes and steps onto the landing. He smiles at Lu.
I knew you'd come. Chan.
He extends his hand towards his brother. Chan reciprocates and holds it.
One day, we will be reunited. But until then, my spirit will always be with you.
Lu nods teary-eyed.
Go in peace, my brother.
He returns to the beam and Lu watches him go. Chan joins the spirits and flies away with them.
You
The beam disappears. Lou grins emotionally. His friends walk over to the fighting ring and stand beside the metal spikes. They stare at him and he spots them. He smiles at them.
Let's go home.
Daytime at the Temple of Light, monk boys and school children run down a pathway joyfully with small blue flags in their hands. Johnny, Sonia, Lou and Kitana walk down with the kids. Raiden stands ahead. Lou and Kitana chat, striding side by side. Johnny and Sonia smile and he puts his arm over her shoulder.
I've been waiting for you. What took you so long?
I guess you knew it would end this way.
Didn't have a clue.
He puts his arms around them and holds them.
You humans are so unpredictable. I've got to tell you something. You guys did great.
Dark clouds grow above the temple.
What is it?
The Emperor.
A giant horned beast appears before them and destroys part of the temple's structure.
You weak, pathetic fools. I've come for your souls.
I don't think so.
The four of the heroes pose in their respective fighting stances. A door closes bearing the Mortal Kombat emblem. End credits begin against a black backdrop. Directed by Paul Anderson. Written by Kevin Droney. Produced by Lawrence Kasanoff. Starring Lyndon Ashby, Kerry Hiro, Yuki Tagawa, Robin Shu, Bridget Wilson, Talisa Soto, Trevor Goddard and Christopher Lambert. Described video provided by BMI. End credits continue.
Let mortal combat begin.
A handful of people on a leaky boat are gonna save the world.
Flawless victory.